Hello, my name is Nancy. I live in the United States in the state of New Jersey. The town I live in is called Monroe Township. I live in a lovely house on 8 acres. My yard consists of a garden and a large area of woods that I can walk around in. I also have a very nice swimming pool. I have two children. One, a daughter, 24 years old, that does not live with me any longer, and the other, a son, 14 years old, living with me. His name is Daniel, and we spend a lot of fun time together. I work as a dental hygienist for a dentist in a town called Princeton. A dental hygienist cleans people's teeth. I like my job very much. I usually work 4 days a week, which allows me some free time to do the things that I like to do. My daily schedule as a dental hygienist is a little complicated. That's because it's different every day. Monday, I don't go into work until late in the afternoon, so I have time to spend most of the day doing washing of clothes, shopping, and my banking. I leave for work around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work from 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, I wake up at 6:30 a.m. and leave for work at 7:30. My first patient is scheduled for 8:15. Each patient is allotted 45 minutes. Lunch break is 12:30 to 1:30. I finish up at 5 p.m. and get home at around 6 p.m. Wednesday starts an hour earlier. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave for work at 6:30, and see my first patient at 7 a.m. I also finish early on Wednesday at 12 noon. Thursday is the same schedule as Tuesday, getting up at 6:30 a.m., leaving for work at 7:30, and seeing my first patient at 8:15. I get home about 6 p.m. in the evening. Friday is another early start. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave the house at 6:30, and finish up my last patient at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I like to get finished early on Friday. That is a typical work week for me. My hobbies consist of hiking and gardening. I also like music very much. I have been taking piano lessons for the past year. Dancing has also become a hobby for me, and I've been taking dance lessons to try to get better. My parents live nearby in a retirement community. You have to be 55 years old to live in that community. I visit them once or twice a week, and they come to me for many special occasions.